April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 presents readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Michael A. Greer, a retired flutesmith from Royal Oak, Michigan, who has relocated to the Upper Peninsula now for the sixth time.
I'm picking some poems today from what I hope is my new chapbook coming someday to our town. And this first bunch are about changes in life. Moving and storage. New job, city, apartment, unboxed familiar things arranged in unfamiliar rooms, closets, cupboards, parentheses, need floor wax. Old pictures hung at new heights. Exciting at first, then routine. Each new face, like furnished apartments, somehow, time to move on. Boxed familiar things arranged in a pile on the porch for the unsettling. This one is a part of a series that I do called Aspects, and they're just silliness, but this one seemed to stick out. Aspects number one. Odd wind, tethered leaves, the tree begs to be set loose, to run the length of the valley, across the high ridge, through the silver meadow, into dark woods, where ancestors still stand, crooked and bent, murmuring nothing, still caught in the crevasse that the lumberman's axe passed by. Waiting natural causes, while the young stand too straight to survive. In another series, Regrets, number two. It's been raining, and maybe because I'm lonely, or just being selfish again, but it's been months now, and all I remember are the nice feelings. I get a little sorry for myself, thinking how you are still part of me. Remember how it rained that night on Hog's Back, and the wind blew our tent down, but we didn't care? Sunday, 10 a.m. Winter air returns. Old abandoned pier seagulls roost. Moorings almost empty. Old truck tires. Fishermen's fleet retired to their land-bound cradles. Silent vessels sit still, exposed. No gentle rocking, lapping, watered hulls. A young man sits writing, questioning where seagulls fly in winter and why he has returned again. The audience, you noisy strangers with only faces, why do your bodies let you out at night? I've not been here long, but you found me out right away. You've met me in 100 places, pierced my eyes with your sight, bumped and shoved, elbowed my gut till it ached with fear of the day you'd appear with your faces torn off, revealing the metal, plastic, and glass of the machinery behind. Letting me find out I was the last one here to be born. Falling down. 95% sensitivity living off 5% logic, and I'm tired of being strong. I'm in your hands now. My fevered face on your bosom lies, and the whole problem is, soothing vowels spread your lips to restored, tired ears. You hold my icy hand until trembles melt. Fiddling my stringed hair, you hum slow songs and tell me stories of good people who die as you stare hard with soft eyes into my self-conscious youth. Train graveyard. Unfortunately, kids today will miss it because it's gone now. Sold for scrap, but there were 9 locomotives, steam locomotives, all in a row on a spur out behind the power plant. And about 50 yards away was another spur with 6 passenger cars that in all various conditions. Even had a mail car. And it was in a little tiny valley of sand that was just perfect place to practice flute. Train graveyard. Tall, majestic, black, rust red, history, you all stand, engines of the new age. Retired, having carried your weight, end to end on one spur, tucked in a windless hidden valley, my many visits and moods. Explore your legacy, my fantasy. As if under head of steam, black smoke, 40 miles per hour down the Huron Mountain run, I guide you, past lakes, mountain trees, past curious deer, waterfowl, past my memory. Today I visit with a friend to share you, blow your steamless whistle, reveal my secret, hoping she will return with me to bring flowers to your resting place. This one is about a few people that are from up here. Ross Thoreau, poet for a while here. The whereabouts of Ross Thoreau. Having spent those few hours with you at the party, Christmas, John and Barb's, little would either of us have guessed that one of us was crackers. Funny how excited we got discovering each other's sensitivities amidst a holiday beer and guts bash. Acquaintances before we met, thanks to John, we were able to get down to truths and somehow, like a Mark Vonnegut, I'm sure you'll get better. I still reread your book often. It levels the TV when not in use. Whatever it is we share, I think we're both sick about some things we see going on around us. You were just honest enough to become committed.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.